I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to a new week.
Mayo! That's our new Mayo greeting, remember, indeed. Guys?
We haven't made that opener that we promised yet on Friday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
One job.
One second.
But do you like the new greeting?
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey-o.
But it's mayo, and we're getting it. You guys are still coming through thick and fast with your mayo comments
you know
on our Instagram.
You know it's like, mayo,
yo,
mayo,
daylight comes and me wanna go home.
There it is. There it is.
Purple hat, cheetah print, dancing on the people. Rolled up at the after joint, dancing on the people. People dancing on
this
the
is our
people.
New team song, people, guys. People, it's Sophie dancing, Tucker, people, purple hat.
People, on the people smoking CO2.
Yep. Smooth.
There we go.
So smooth. Oh, okay. Hey. How was your weekend?
Good.
Blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Here's the show.
Those two girls.
I'm very stiff and sore today.
Oh.
To kick start the week. Bless you. Please don't feel any need to hold in your sneezes at any
deeply
stage in this decade.
Sorry. I mean, what a release, though. All right. What? You're stiff and sore? Yeah. Carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do that when you start speaking in today's show. Yesterday I did the 21K bushfire relief run.
Oh, Sarah.
It raised more than $500,000. It was a virtual run that people could do across the world.
So you didn't run it?
Well, I ran a lot of it but had to walk. I'm not that fit to run a half marathon yet, but I tell you what I wished I had. I wished I had the Nike Vaporfly sneakers that have been banned.
What are they? I've not heard thing about these.
Did you hear about that Kenyan bloke who beat the world world marathon record? He got it under 2 hours.
What a 42.2 kilometer
run. Less
in
than
under
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yes, that's right. And they said they can't count it because the run was done in controlled conditions and he was wearing this prototype hybrid version of the controversial Nike Vaporfly running shoe.
So
and I'll tell you why it's controversial. It's because it's got carbon fiber plates in it with cushioning between the plates, so it's like a spring. So every time your foot lands, boing, land, boing, and that is supposed to propel
but
you.
Surely, I mean, even if you gave me a pair of those kicks, there ain't no way I'm running a marathon.
Well,
it might
make you 1 minute faster. In the difference in a marathon at that level,
yeah,
that's huge.
Sure.
But yeah, for the layperson,
1 minute faster per kilometre.
No, probably
overall.
Yeah. But I've got full mum run, like T-Rex arms.
You're doing great. Don't do this thing where you self-deprecate to the point of saying you're no good at it.
No.
You're doing great.
Pretty excellent, actually.
Oh.
No, don't go that far either.
Please, I've got something that you want. Just admit it to the people. That for once
I don't
in our
want
long friendship,
your Canterbury lace nighties, nor your modesty.
You want my step knowledge.
Are you referring to that stupid watch that you flaunt? The step count watch that you have?
It's a Garmin.
Yeah. Okay, I will tell you, I will give you a little bit. You have somewhat inspired me.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'll say it. Okay,
heard
fine.
Heard those words out of your mouth.
You've somewhat negligibly a negligible amount of inspiration that I've gone, okay, I do appreciate the step counting function of it, because what I've realised is that when you have a visual representation of just how much you don't move in front of you, you want to move your ass.
I would agree.
Okay, so I have a pedometer function on my smartphone, and that's all well and good, but I don't always carry my phone in my hand. So I thought, I like what you've done there with the wrist on your, the watch on your wrist. Mm. I don't need all the fancy schmanciness that you have on that watch. I just want a basic.
I'm telling you,
step counter.
It is a slap in the face, because when you have no knowledge of how much you move during the day, you think
you're moving,
you're active, and then you see on an average day for me, which would probably be you too, Lise, 2,500 steps.
And the goal
is 10,000.
They say 10,000 what? Is a healthy amount of movement, or will that make you fit?
Well, aim for 10,000 for general fitness,
General fitness.
Yep. And that means you've got to get up off your bum and move.
And you've got to move. Now, listen,
I said, yes, let's get you one. I dragged you into a JB Hi-Fi and a Rebel Sport. I said, have a look at the array here.
And you said, no,
I'm not paying top dollar for that, Sarah.
No, I'm not paying $145 for it because all I want, Aaron, is a very basic step counter. I don't need everything else. So I just want it to be... I want it to be waterproof when I swim. I want a calorie count as well. So waterproof, calorie count, step count, and time. That's all I want.
So you basically want my watch.
But no, yours answers phones.
Lisa's
and stuff.
Got me bidding on things on Facebook Marketplace in my local area so I can go and get it for her if I find a good deal.
Look, if you have a good deal for me, a Fitbit, a Garmin, something like that. Well, just send me a DM. I'm happy to look at it.
I'm surprised Lee said send me a DM. Just send it to her.
JB Hi-Fi, if you're listening.
No, I'm looking at around. I'm not going to go more than $50.
You'll get nothing for that.
No, I will, Sarah. I will.
Nothing.
I will.
Just
challenge
go to the
accepted.
Chemist and get one of those ones you clip on the top of your waistband.
Those two girls.
Is it pretty?
No.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Over the weekend, I finally had a chance to deep dive into the new goodness that Paris Hilton has provided the world. I'm talking about the socialite reality star heiress who was everywhere in the early 2000s.
The It Girl.
She was the Kim Kardashian of our youth, I suppose.
Well, she actually discovered Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian was a stylist in Paris Hilton's wardrobe.
That's
I don't know why wardrobe's in inverted.
So it might surprise you to know that Paris Hilton is now 38.
It doesn't surprise me one iota.
I still think of her as 23.
I knew she was younger than you and I, Sarah, but most people are. I didn't realise she was only a year younger than us.
Yes. The thing about Paris is... I think a lot of people assume that the lights are on but no one's home, but she's actually a very astute businesswoman, I suspect.
She has an empire. She's worth millions.
She absolutely does. And now she's brought out a YouTube episode called Cooking with Paris that's baffling people because they don't know whether she's totally taking the piss or if she's...
Really breaking into TV shows.
Absolutely.
Cooking shows.
So firstly, let me set the scene. She enters a ginormous kitchen with her long blonde hair extensions, a rainbow jumper, cut-out leather gloves, holding a tiny chihuahua called Diamond Baby that she uses to emphasise key points that she makes.
She's always had the chihuahuas.
Always, always. Then she begins to navigate very awkwardly around a kitchen, making us assume it's not even her own, and she wants to prepare a lasagna, okay? A list of ingredients is provided, but then she misses key things like onion and garlic in there, and the narration sounds like this.
As you all know, well, maybe not all of you know, people who do know that I'm an amazing cook. Over New Year's, I was in Yellowstone and I made lasagna, but they were the ones that you don't need to steam. So I would recommend getting those because it's way easier. You just literally, but whatever, today we'll settle with these. Sorry, Berla. I would definitely recommend getting shredded mozzarella because now I have to grate the cheese. This is annoying. So get shredded cheese, but whatever. And you don't need to use cheese with milk. You can use organic cheese. There's almond cheese. There's soy. There's like so many different types of cheeses now that it's not normal, but it's cool.
There's so many types of cheeses now that it's not normal, but it's cool. To that, I say Paris's catchphrase, that's hot.
Wow. I haven't watched it yet, but I think this is enough to make me go over and watch it.
Get your week off on the right foot and watch Paris Hilton telling us how to cook lasagna with no measurements and no quantities. Everything about you, Lee, but in the car yesterday afternoon at lunchtime, I found out yet another fun fact about you as a person. We ducked into Coles because they've got this great range of convenient you know, food. And we'd got a little tub of Bircher muesli, okay?
Have you been to see the eggs?
Are you telling me Coles sells food?
No, but like convenient stuff, right? They've all got them now.
Tubs. Like you go and they've already made you two hard-boiled eggs in a little bed of spinach.
Yeah, I know!
What a boon.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, you paid $5.
This is exciting to us. The downfall is they do not come with any sort of cutlery. So we had to rustle up some cutlery from a nearby coffee shop, but they only had bamboo spoons. I am fine with bamboo, but I discovered that Lise is not. In fact, the very thought of bamboo near her teeth makes her want to dry heave.
What?
But she was so hungry, she ate the Bircher muesli as she was driving with the bamboo spoon, and I had to watch her side profile as she put the muesli on the end and then just eat that.
I cannot let my teeth touch the bamboo. Oh my God, the mere thought of it makes my jaw clench and my eyes water. The bamboo is so dry that if I touch it, I cannot handle the sensory. I'm sweating.
So
I was saying to her
while she was driving, are you all right? And she's like, it took her about 20 minutes to eat the muesli at the rate that she was going without any sense of the boo touching her teeth.
The boo. There's another thing that I can't handle.
What?
The sound of cotton wool.
That doesn't even make a sound.
It does. It does make a sound. If you rub two balls of cotton wool together.
That doesn't make a sound, Lise.
It makes a sound and it's making my teeth hurt. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. There is a sound associated with cotton wool and it pierces my brain.
If you know what the hell she is banging on about or if you've got something similar, please drop us a line on Instagram at Lise and Sarah. Happened to you when your sort of senses were developing.
Sarah, if someone were to approach me with a cotton wool ball and aim it anywhere near my mouth, I know the chances of that happening are unlikely. But the cotton wool ball in my mouth, if that was a thing on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I would say, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
You never let people know your vulnerable points, Lise. That's your first mistake. So tomorrow, everyone, look forward to me pinning Lise down and stuffing her gob with cotton wool.
Those two girls.
Sarah, you and I wake up very early to get here to work, along with our listeners. We're not the only ones, but I'm telling you, mornings in 2020 are stressful for me, more than usual. I'm going to tell you why. Remember last year when McDonald's found out that I really love their coffee? I love it because you just drive through and it's there. I don't have to get out of my car in the wind and the rain and the cold and the heat. It's there. They now know me at my local Macca's. I drive through.
They know the sound
of my engine.
One of the attendants gave you his resume to pass on to the radio station. Tim. Let's not forget that you have developed
relationships with them. Yes, I do love them all there. Now, I have this special card Macca's sent to me because they said you're a valued customer, so much so that we gift you this VIP McDonald's card, which gives you one free coffee per day. And that was my joy for 2019.
Valid for a year. Wow.
Valid for a year. I was living like a queen, using it every day without fault. Now I realised that it's 2020 and that my card, Aaron, has expired.
And you're still using it.
And as I sit here watching you with your McDonald's cup,
I'm
know.
Living a lie, guys. I'm cheating the system. I can't stop. They've now addicted me. It's their own fault. I'm now addicted to their coffee. They haven't sent me a new card. What am I to do? And I feel that I am taking advantage.
Hang on, you could pay for it.
I feel that we're beyond that, though. You know, I feel that that my relationship with Tim, with the other young people at the drive-thru at 3 a.m., they're not going to understand if I show them a card or some money. They're not going to understand what's happening. They're just not. It's not who we are as people. I can't do it to them.
So in saying to McDonald's that you're so addicted to their coffee but you're not prepared to pay for it, you're hoping someone will hear this and update your card. Is that right?
Well, I'm coming clean is what I'm saying. I'm saying I am a cheat. I am a thief.
Someone please call Tracy Grimshaw and get,
guys,
get
this
her onto
day.
A secret camera crew in the hedges?
I did it all last week. Last week was our first week back on air. So that's Monday through Friday, 5 days. And I did it this morning. I'm up to day six. No one has cottoned on because when they see me, they just go, hey, Lise, yeah, drive through. I don't even need to show them the card.
Oh, you don't validate the card.
No, there is nothing to validate. I literally, depending on who the attendant is, sometimes I have to flash it. They don't see on the backside that it says in big white writing expires December 31, 2019. So they're not looking.
Criminal
and some
behavior.
Of them don't even ask to view the card.
I mean,
so who's
I don't
at fault
know
here?
How you live with
you.
Yourself.
You are.
I mean, you could be honest and say, sorry, guys, I'm waiting on a new card. Wink, wink,
but I'm
nudge,
not
nudge.
Waiting.
I'm going to have to pay for it.
I can't do it. I think I can live with myself. A very, very busy weekend, Sarah, because Spotify announced late last week that they were launching a new playlist generator for pets. And that captured my attention.
What?
Because
so
if anyone deserves...
to play to your pets.
That's right. So it's a new playlist generator. You put in what type of animal you have. Is it a cat? Is it a dog? An iguana? A hamster? What have you? Then it asks you different characteristics of said pet. Is it lazy? Is it energetic? Is it shy? Is it friendly? Inside dog, outside dog, what have you?
Hot or cold-blooded?
You put in a photo, you put in your pet's name, and then Bob's Your Uncle playlist for my beautiful Great Dane Minnie. She deserves it. If anyone needs a playlist.
Well, she doesn't. She does nothing.
No, exactly. But she needs a pump. She needs a track to her day, a soundtrack for her day. So I was actually blown away at the accuracy at the songs that came out because they put out songs that they think your dog will enjoy and appreciate.
All right. Have you got the list?
I do. Okay. Track number one, it's to celebrate her beautiful big body. She's a Great Dane.
Okay. Yeah,
45
I get that.
Kegs. Okay. Yes. Be body proud, Minnie. Mama love you. Second track on the playlist. Don't feel like doing anything. Lazy by Bruno Mars.
Not wanting ever to move from the couch.
She never moves.
Next.
Track three, a bit of food inspo. Just eat it. A reminder to eat. She doesn't need it, but what have you. Track number four, reality of the day sets in. The children leave the home. We all leave the home. She's sad.
Aww.
Poor Minnie. Okay. I'm so sorry. And then it appears that depression sets in. Ain't no sunshine when she's that's gone. About me. There's no sunshine when she's gone. I know. It's not
it's a bit
warm
of a
when she's away.
So far, what's rounding us out?
Track number six, Deep Depression.
Oh, wow. She's really in the doldrums
she
here.
She really is. And then finally, Big Mama comes home to Minnie. And final track. I mean,
I'm watching Big Mama dance right now. And
there is one issue with all of this is that Minnie's actually deaf. But I love it. Whatever.
And blind, so she can never see when you're coming or going.
She doesn't really move.
She's healthy.
Also, putting in a playlist for an iguana. What songs do we have there?
Why did you come up with the iguana?
Well, because that is a pet on the Spotify playlist generator. So people do have iguanas. So
I'm thinking, come a chameleon.
I'm thinking, I'm as cold as ice.
Or feeling hot, hot, hot.
We are back tomorrow from 5.
She's as cold as ice. Is that the song? She's as cold as ice.
Jesus is cold.
No, Jesus isn't cold.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good to be back.
I thought we were talking through that whole break.
No, that was off. We just had a solid off-air discussion. Track.
That was my on-air persona. Could you not tell?
Guys.
A bit vibier.
Guys.
Less sarcastic.
Tomorrow. 21 January marks 1 month before Dane, my husband, turns 40. We're going to need to, as a team, as a group, as a community of listeners, to come up with ideas.
Oh, but he doesn't want anything.
He does. Of course he does. I'd like to hear from all. I know we'll be covering it on the show, no doubt. I know you'll be making your slutty salad for him.
That's all he wants.
I mean, we did get feedback from a lady who said she made
it. Yes. Yeah. Where is that? Oh, my God. Where was that, Sarah? Let me pull that up.
And
Uno momento.
It's doubled Lisa's concerns, I suppose, that she had.
Hold on.
For me and Hank.
I call him that. Okay. Beck J. Gibbs.
Hi, Beck.
Hey, Beck has commented, Lise and Sarah, I've gone that step further and actually made the salad and OMG, hold on to your husband, Lise. Yeah. She loved it. There's a little salivating emoticon.
Emoji.
Otherwise known as an emoticon.
In the 90s.
When did it change from emoticon to emoji?
I'm not sure, actually.
And what does it emoji even mean? Emoticon I can understand because it's like icon.
Is it a shortening of emoticon GIF?
No, because that's GIF. This is JI.
Give me a short moment.
Because emoticon is emotion icon, right?
Mm.
And emoji is emotion.
It's actually a Japanese word.
Meaning emotion in a cartoon.
Basically.
Figure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, they are
like emoticons.
What's the difference between an emoji and an emoticon?
Emojis are actual pictures instead of typographs.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, interesting chats.
I think an emoticon is like when you do it with like the bracket and the colon. And emojis actual.
You're right. That's when it shifted, Sarah. Remember when people used to get really clever with like the
X and the D and you were smiling.
X and a D or the colon and the bracket, right parentheses.
Don't say parentheses. Just say bracket. You loser.
It is a bit pretentious.
So
I love saying parentheses.
I know, you know what? I'm annoyed that this has been brought up now because I know that in shows you'll be like, sorry, can I just go off on a tangent, open parentheses, dead set, that will come out of your mouth.
Okay,
can
I tell you why?
I will punch you in the
gob. Do you know why it rolls off the tongue for me? You're not going to like it.
Because it's Latin, and Latin is the derivative of the French language.
In French, like you know how in English you say, oh, brackets, whatever, you say it like that. Willy-nilly. In French, the willy-nilly is parenthèse. Okay, you say, you're talking and then you say en parenthèse, in parenthesis. So that's why I know it so well and it's just easy for me to say because I actually hear it in French, which is a skill that neither of you will ever understand.
Hey, you don't know that. We could learn.
It's not about, you can't learn.
You know what?
You can't learn what I have.
Here's a podcast challenge, all right? That only the podcast listeners
know. Do you dream in another language?
You and I have to beat Lise to saying open parentheses in the show on air this week. You and I have to find a moment to say it before she does.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, then you guys are just going to spend the whole show saying stuff that will make no sense to our listeners.
What's new?
In parentheses, they'll hate it.
She's one.
That's one to me.
No, it's got to be on air. This isn't on air. This is in the back cupboard.
You know what?
Bad about it being like week two, and we're already getting bored of the show and have to make little in jokes.
No, I feel inspired because Mayo's gone so well. Surprisingly,
should we do another word?
No, well that we use in parentheses.
Wait, I'm just going to turn the mics off for a second.
Oh, God.
Please hold.
Please hold.
We're back.
Okay.
What would be the
idea I just had? What would be the second word?
Well, we know what the first word. The first code word that came about thanks to Aaron this year. It's mayo.
Mayo.
So that was last. That was last week's code word, but we've got a new one.
Which is.
So this is just code words for our lesbians. Is that what we've decided to call our podcasters? No, you're the one who threw that stupid suggestion. I didn't like lesbians. A, I'm not a lesbian. B, that eradicates
That's not what
you.
We were saying.
No, I know, but it eradicates her from the duo. Hadn't
Can
we said
someone
Sarah
come
Lees?
Up with a name for us?
The Nebs.
Okay.
The Nebs.
What, the national early breakfast?
Early breakfasts. Early breakfasters.
Well, the EBS.
The EBs.
The EBGBs.
Okay. EBGBs is it.
How are we going to spell that for our EBGBs?
EB? As capital
the letters?
EBGEEBEE.
Or JEE.
Yes. And then I think if you're a massive Lees fan, then you're a lesbian.
Yeah. And if you're a massive Sarah fan, you're imaginary.
You don't exist. You are from another dimension.
You're a figment of her imagination.
No, so EBGBs, whatever. Figure it out how you feel comfortable spelling it.
Yeah, we're never going to write it.
It could even be EB letter G, letter B.
No, I don't or like the letters. Letter B. I think it's spelt out.
Yeah.
EB
letters.
G-E-E.
G-E-E-B-E-E.
Apostrophe S. EBGBs.
Well, no apostrophe.
It's no apostrophe. It doesn't belong to anyone.
No ownership.
It's a plural.
We should add the apostrophe.
No,
just to bother people.
Don't you dare. What if it's EBGBs in parentheses?
Yes! Yes!
Okay, yes. I'd like a logo done up by this time next week.
Okay.
We'll get it done.
And a new open up. EBGBs,
EBGBs, EBGBs. I hate us, some gods.
EBGBs, mail!
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.